Master, we are grateful once again unto you for this privilege we have to be in your house. We know, Lord, it's always a privilege when we as mortals, the works of your hands, can assemble and you come and gather with us and bless us and look at our lives and see where we need corrections, instructions, where we need favor, where we need mercy, where we need healing, where we need deliverances, where we need blessings to come and do these things in our life. We want to thank you very much. Thank you, oh God, for the week that ended yesterday. Lord, so many things you did for us as individuals, as families, as a local assembly, and the body of believers all over the world. Oh God, things may not look physically fine, but oh God, your word has not put us in darkness about some of these things. Lord, for this we are grateful, because you have told us that when the world is in darkness and gross darkness is over the people, there's a group of people that you said is your light and shine, because their light has come. And you told us, as children of light, to walk in the light as you are also in the light. We thank you for the privilege and the opportunity. Thank you, O God, for the blessing in the Sunday school. Thank you for the worship service. Thank you for special numbers. We desire more of your blessings as the services continue. Help us and condition us that we'll be in the shape where you can work upon us. Don't allow the enemy to possess our hearts, to plant any evil spirit in us of unbelief, of doubt, of hatred, of malice, of whatsoever it is. Deliver us from the works of the enemy. Have your way in our life. We are mortal. You are the mortal one. We can't help ourselves. You are the only one that can help all of us. That's why we have come just as we are, without one plea. Help us, dear Father, as we look up unto you for blessings, for deliverances, for grace, for favor, for protection, for your spirit, Lord, to guide us through this life. Have your way, Heavenly Father. Some of your children are listening online, including your servant, our pastor and the wife, and others within the city and outside the city. We just pray, oh God, that your presence will be with them. As you are blessing us here, may they receive the same quantity and amount of blessing, that all of us together will rejoice at the end of the service. Thank you, dear Father. Blessed be your wonderful name for granting our petitions, because we have asked them all with faith and thanksgiving in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. The Lord bless you all. Welcome ourselves to church. Can you please be seated? Welcome ourselves to church in the name of Jesus Christ. It's good, isn't it? Because the Bible said I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. And me, I am glad. I want to believe all of us are glad also. I'd like to read a scripture here and a quote from the prophet. We will have, after this dedicational service, before we come to the main service, Mark chapter 10. I read from verse 13 to 16. And they brought young children to him that he should touch them. And his disciples rebuked those that brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased and said unto them, suffer the little children to come unto me and forbid them not. For of such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein. And he took them up in his arms, put his hands upon them, and blessed them. Amen. The prophet said here in the message, Marriage and Divorce, paragraph 60 to 62. You could take the honest woman in the town, the worst man. If they had a baby, it would have to come from the Lord. Because God has laws set together. And these laws, like the sun to raise, you put a cucumber in a good field, it will grow. And it has to grow. Because it is God's law. When seed is planted, it must grow. And nothing can grow life but God. Because it operates under his laws. Therefore, when the evil seed was planted in the womb of Eve, it had to bring forth, because it is God's law of production. And it could do nothing else but bring it, and it had to come from God. That is the reason that people say little baby sometimes that is not born with Christian parents are lost. Jesus Christ's blood atones for the child. I don't care how much it was born and how evil it was born. He is the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. The little child cannot repent because it has nothing to repent for. And that was the sin of the world which was taken away by the blood of Christ. Babies go to heaven. When a baby is born, until they reach the age of accountability, irrespective of who the papa or the mama is, if they ever die before the age of accountability, they have automatic ticket, automatic visa to heaven. Then somebody asked the prophet a question. Whether they will go in the rapture or be among the bride, but Abraham said that is left to election. But as for going to heaven, it is automatic if they die before the age of accountability. The papa could be an atheist, the mother could be a Jezebel. The mama may not even know the father of the baby. Because some will collect here and collect here and collect here. When they ask who is the father, he say, well, among the people that I know, maybe the one I can really say. The one I can really say. Because, like, among all of them, you know that that one is a very terrible woman. May the Lord be our help. Let me read one more before we sing Bring Them In. Yeah. This is, it shall be even as it was told me. So because 1950, August 18, paragraph 7, I read. I say this by the authority of God's word. Every baby that is under the age of accountability that dies goes to glory. Yes, sir. Christ died to take away the sin of the world. And when you come to the age of accountability, you are all born in sin. But when he died, he taking away the sin. And when you come to the age of accountability, then you are responsible from then on. You are not responsible for something you did not do. Christ has done die to save you, to take away the sin that Adam caused. But when you sin, you have to confess your sins first. You have to confess it. But the baby has done no sin, is not accountable for what he does. And Christ died to free that baby. If it's born of a parent, drunkard, or whatever they might be, that baby goes to heaven. I believe it. And I believe it will come to recognition of the cross when it gets there, to know that Christ died for it. I believe that. Yes, sir. Let me just leave it there. I could read from Enticing Spirits, but I think that one is okay. We actually put. I'm not rushing anywhere. Let me read it. Enticing Spirits will not exceed our normal time. Paragraph 11 to 13. And a little child, no matter what kind of a parent it has got, how sinful, that wouldn't make any difference, for the blood of Jesus Christ cleansing sin, see, and this is the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. That baby cannot repent. He don't know how to repent. It has no reasons of being here of his own. He can't tell you why it's here, but God sent it here. And the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses it the very moment that it comes into the world. And it's until it's the age of accountability, then he knows right and wrong. And what it does is got to repent for what it knows that it has done wrong. That's right. So, sprinkle them and think they don't go to heaven. And there is a teaching that says if the baby is born of Holy Ghost parents, well, the baby will go to heaven. But if it isn't, there is no more to it. The baby is just no more. That is strictly an error. What difference does it make whether it's a Holy Ghost parent? It's all sexual desire, and the baby is born the same way. So it's all born in sin, shaped in iniquity, come to the world speaking lies. That is the scriptural terms of it. So, and then the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses and makes an atonement for that child. If he died, it will perfectly go right into the presence of God. If it was born from the most sinful parents in the world, until it is the age of accountability where it knows right and wrong, and then what it does from then is got to be forgiven for that. It's got to ask its own repentance from then on. Amen. So, that is the scripture and the prophet's instructions on baby dedication. Whenever the noise, you read, look at the scripture we read, say they brought little babies. Jesus Christ did not ask the babies. I mean the parents. Are you a church person? Are you coming to church? Are you a believer? Those questions, just even the disciples that were driving them away, he rebuked them. He brought the baby and blessed them. But the prophet said that so many things are done to little babies, like sprinkling, like other things that they do. He said, because we don't find that in the scriptures. So we would like to stay as close to the scripture as we know how. So the only encounter the prophet said that Jesus had with little babies is what we have read in the book of Mark that we just read now, chapter 10. That's the encounter Jesus had with little babies. And that baby, of course, if we always pray for long life for every child. But That one is left to God's discretion and his predestinated will for that child. But Abraham, the second child, did not stay, even though he prayed so much. And then Abraham said that later, I understood why God did not answer my prayer at that time. That if the baby, if the girl has stayed, she will have turned the wrong road. And she will have gone to hell. But because God didn't want the child to be lost, he told the child, when his innocence at the blood of Jesus Christ was atoning for the child. There are some grown up people today that would have been better for them to have gone like that. It would have been better for them to have gone like that. But now that they are grown and they are the way they are, may God have mercy. We will proceed with the message we started in the Sunday school. This, I don't know, I have two sermons in my heart through the week. But it was this morning, that this one came and pushed out the other two. So I was thinking I'll just take this one in the Sunday school and then, but since we couldn't reach anywhere, we have not even reached the topic, then we just have to. It was just this morning around like 6 o'clock that this one came. And sometimes it happens like that. May the Lord be our help. So we'll be reading from two places, from Exodus chapter 13, from verse 11 to 13, and also from the book of Romans. Exodus chapter 13, verse 11 to 13. I read. Right. And it shall be when the Lord shall bring thee into the land of the Canaanites, as he sware unto thee and to thy fathers, and shall give it thee, that thou shalt set apart unto the Lord all that openeth the matrix, and every firstling that cometh of a beast which thou hast, the maid shall be the Lord's. And every firstling of an ass thou shalt redeem with a lamb. And if thou wilt not redeem it, then thou shalt break his neck, and all the firstborn of man among thy children shall thou redeem. Romans chapter 9. Reading from verse 11. For the children, being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand, not of works, but of him that calleth, it was said unto her, the elder shall serve the younger. As it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? God forbid. For he said to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. So then it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. For the scripture said unto Pharaoh, even for this same purpose have I raised thee up, that I might show my power in thee, and that my name might be declared throughout all the earth. Therefore hath he mercy on whom he will have mercy, and whom he will, he hardeneth. May the Lord add his blessings to the reading and hearing of this portion of his word. God bless you. Can please be seated. We are reading, well, I didn't know about two dedications. I was aware of one before. This second one, I was told this morning that they will be in church, but not for dedication. But now they just told me that they have instructions to dedicate the child. That's all right. There is no ceremony to dedicating a child than to pray for the child. That's just all, and that has been done. God bless you all. And it's always about every baby that is dedicated, good prayers are said, And we believe God will answer it for them. But we are on this earth. Our life is in God's hands. In the main service, I mean the Sunday school, sorry, we were reading from Smyrna Church 8, while we were trying to speak on the redeemables. And the prophet was telling us about an animal that is called a mule. He said God is not responsible for that animal. God never created in Genesis an animal that he handed over to Adam to name. But in Genesis, God created an ass. And Adam called it ass. He also created donkey. And Adam named it donkey. Are you with me? Are you a Bible reader? Everything that God created, the Bible said that God gave them to Adam to name him the way he wanted to name him. And the Bible said that the name that Adam called them, that was the name thereof. God did not utter it. Why? Because Adam was a son of God. He was perfectly with God. And whatever he does is what God had done. The prophet told us that Adam was the God of this earth, while God was God in heaven. And God never interfered with the kingdom of Adam. The only time that Wahala busted was when the visitor arrived and brought something that was contrary to God's order. That is what brought the chaos. That is why Adam lost that position. And from that time, names that were named post Adam's naming, sometimes God will come and amend the name. Because it was not named by somebody who is perfect with God. It was not named by God's inspiration. It was not named by God's, it does not, the name that that child or whosoever has been called does not follow God's program for that child. So before God can continue in his program for that child, God will come and amend the name to what he has in mind. But even after that Adam, the people that were named under inspiration, they still live according to their name. Amen. And God did not utter it. But whatever you, whether you name it by tradition, whether you name it by inspiration, whichever way you name it, Abraham said that name characterizes your life. One time, a brother came around, it's a long time now, he mentioned a name. I said, what's the meaning of your name? He said, he doesn't know. I said, it's better you know. Because if your name hasn't got meaning, your life may also not have a meaning. Lest you live a meaningless life, find out what is the meaning of your name. If you now discover that the meaning of the name is fine, it's wonderful. But if you discover that the meaning get as it be, and look at the revelation of the message of the hour, there are even names that brothers are bearing and rejoicing with me to me, I cannot name my child like that. Have you been seen minister name child, but the name is fine, quite all right, but the name get as it be, get comma. You get comma? In the scriptures, by what we read, I can't name my child like that. To me, the revelation of the person, it bent a little. It bent. May the Lord be our help. You expect me to mention a particular name? You will not hear it from my mouth. For we are, eh? God deliver us from all evil.
What?
God bless you. This mule was the handiwork of man. The prophet says it's a cross between ass and donkey. And he said that ass, he represented a sinner. A sinner. Like all of us are born as sinners. He said, and a donkey represents a believer who has crossed from the life of sin to Christianity. whose life have been changed. He said, a mixture between these two. Somebody to, he cannot say he's a sinner, I neither can he say he's a saint, but he's a religious person. That's where the multing comes. And the person is satisfied. Because if you are traveling, here to anywhere, you leave your destination, and you are going somewhere, and you have not gotten to the place, you are hung on the way, and you are satisfied. You clear one place, you lay mat down, and lie down there and begin to enjoy. That's not where you took off. That's not where you are going. Just middle of the road. And you are satisfied there. That is where the new religion comes inside. Brother Brown said that there is nothing in the world that is as stubborn as a mule. It's the most stubborn of all animals. You see, you can't teach him anything. He doesn't know nothing. You talk to him about repentance, he said, this is how he thick his ear out. The hair just long like that kind of a teeth. You talk about water baptism in the name of Jesus, this is how he bring his hand. You talk about how a Christian should be, this is how he bring his hair out. But when it comes to work, it's a workaholic. What good is the work? May the Lord be our help. This, my phone, I've put it on flight mode so it cannot ring. So as you see like this, it's working as a tablet or iPad. But because the other ones get a leg, I fall for this one. What matters is for you to hear what is in the code. Is it not? So we have read thus far. Let me just go back to the where we read and finish it. You go back to like the third paragraph to where that thing ended. She believed that Cain was from God. Yeah. Okay. She believed that Cain was from God. She accepted the devil's lie as the truth of God. That is exactly what we have now. Churches set themselves up as fountains of truth, but the truth is not in them. Yet they are begotten children, swear by them, and even key to uphold their error. If you think that is an exaggeration, read all of 2 Timothy chapter 3 and the first 5 verses of the 4th chapter. Then the prophet now quoted 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 1 to 5. But he said you can read chapter 3. We will not go for those ones. Since Barbara also didn't read it here, you can read it on your own. See, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reproof, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears. People will not want to hear sound doctrine. They won't want to hear the truth because the truth hurts. And when you hear the truth, it is only God's own elect that can hear the truth and stand still and accept the rebuke and the corrections. Those are the only ones. Because Brother Paul said in the book of Hebrews, he said, if a man be without chastisement, we have all our partakers. He said, then those ones is a bastard. He's not a child of God. If he's a child of God, he has to be chastised. He has to be corrected. He has to be instructed. He has to be rebuked. That is what Abraham was told by God in 1933 when he was to dedicate Bram Tabernacle. He saw a vision early in the morning. And God told him that when you come out of this vision, read 2 Timothy chapter 4. God repeated it and said, don't forget. Read 2 Timothy chapter 4. That is what we are reading. And when Abraham was, God didn't tell him stop at verse 5, but he stopped at verse 5. An inspiration making to stop at verse 5.
Until 1962, from 1933, he never read the other part of it. It was 1962 again. He took that same chapter and continued and read the rest. When it was now time for that part to be fulfilled. That was when he preached the message, the present stage of my ministry. When Demas forsook him. We are at the junction of the two together. The first part and the second part is happening together at this time. We've got to preach the truth. We have to be instant in season, out of season. We have to rebuke. We have to reproof. We have to exhort with all long suffering, because the time has come. Not that it will come. It has come. When the people would not endure sound doctrine, some sad or read some message like this, you see some people walk out. Do as if they want to go and lie. We that is in contact with the spirit here, we know what is working on everybody. We are not prophets. But there is a level of discernment that is left for a minister if he's called of God. All your movements in some services is understood. It doesn't concern anybody. God is not mocked. Whatever man sows, that's what he will reap. For the time will come where they will not endure sound doctrine, but at their own loss shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. But in all things endure afflictions. Brother Abraham endured afflictions. The fivefold will endure afflictions. They will come. I never know whether somebody greets me or no greet. That one, I don't even cross my mind. You know, even cross my mind. Whether you greet, even the people that greet, do I have enough time to answer them? Not to talk of somebody that no greet. Yoruba do pe ntoba oju yawo. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. That is why the sermons in the 50s were peppery. They were very peppery. The 1960 sermons, they were peppery. Why? Because William Branham was doing the work of an evangelist. By the time he entered from 62, he began to now go more into teachings to try to place the church where they belong and things. That time the rebuke then is not as sharp as the 50 sermons. That one na court. When the church allowed herself to move away from the original, like Adam and Eve, death set in. Amen. Let's move to another quote. I want to read first here from Lamb and Dove. Lamb and Dove, that was preached in 1960, August 5, from paragraph 95. When God made a man first, he made him both male and female in spirit. He made him in his own image, and God is a spirit. When he separated him and put him in flesh, he put the masculine spirit in a man and the feminine spirit in a woman. And if anything is contrary to that, there is a bit of perversion there. Exactly. You see a woman try to act like a man, there is a little something wrong there. The cell is crossed off somewhere. Go, like a boy. A woman. Something is wrong somewhere. That's right. You see a man so sissified that he won't preach against sin or nothing else like that to hurt somebody's feeling, there is a cross of there somewhere too. Not only is natural bad, but spiritual bad. Are you following me? Oh, What we need today is that a man be a man, a woman, a lady. God intend them to be that way. Dress different. This week, where was I? I was somewhere and I was looking at a man that dressed. He looked as if he was wearing one overall on top of a skirt. Because when I look at what is down, so it's just like skirt. I've seen on the internet men that wore suit and then they wore skirt with eye issue and they were all walking car. These ones are perverted. There are so many things today that you never imagine can be. But we see them. You see, years ago when I was reading the book of Leviticus, Numbers and things, and I'll be reading that if a woman lie with an animal, I almost said that, why would this thing be in the scripture? How can a woman lie with an animal? Before I come to find out that girl, even the first woman, an animal I live with it. Some of the women here that want to make money, they go to some other country, they go and be living with dog to collect blood. Say you are hammering us women. Now I'm going to tell you about the men. Any man that will let his wife smoke cigarettes and wear them shorts and act like that, there is very little man in him, to my opinion. That's right. I've got my opinion of a man that will let his wife do that. I sure have. Well, what's the matter, you say? Well, brother, here is what it is. Man is not measured by strength this way. Oh, you say that guy is a man. He's 6 foot tall. Got muscles that big. I've seen how many of them weigh 200 pounds, 6 foot and half tall. Didn't have an ounce of man in them. Throw a baby out of a mother's arm and rubbish out. Man is not measured. That is brute. This thing is failing once in a while. What is it? That's brute. That is brute. Strength is. That's physical. This is brute. Man is measured by character. There never was a man like Jesus Christ, never measured up to him. And the Bible said there was no beauty we should desire him. Didn't look like a king. He was a little big fellow, little beauty fellow, probably stooped, little, small in stature, but there never was a man like him. Man is measured by character, not by brutal strength. Where you say, Brother Abraham, the rest of them does it. I don't care what the rest of them does. If you got that gall of bitterness in you, there is something wrong somewhere. If you can stomach the world and still say you are a Christian, there is something wrong somewhere. Amen. We are coming small. Amen. In the message, the greatest battle ever fought, Abraham was trying to recant something. Paragraph 40 and 41. He said one brother there who had been having trouble with his wife. Years ago, she raised her head in a meeting where that I was having service. And I asked them to keep their head down. Had an evil spirit that wouldn't leave a woman on the platform. And the lady just irreverently raised her head anyhow. When you come to church, God is bigger than everybody. And whosoever he has on the platform here, listens to every instruction and carry them out. If not, you may carry something else from church that you never experienced before. Many come to the meeting of the prophet, receive blessings, deliverances, healing, many raised from the court, even dead are raised, and so on. So also some people also come and collected their doom from the same meeting of the same prophet. In one of the sermons of Jehovah Jireh, Brother Abraham said, if you don't believe this, he says, stay far away from me because it will hurt you. When it will hurt you, you will not know. How it will injure you, you will not know. But you just enter Wahala. that you might carry all the days of your life. Some people came into the middle of Abraham and collect sickness that can never recover from. Sickness that the Creator put in their body. Something they never had before. Maybe in their family. They just come there and collect it, and that's how they will die with that thing. Some of you have started sleeping. It's a choice. Alright. She raised her head. Raised her head anyhow. And the spirit left the woman on the platform and went to her. And this is around 14 years. And the lady had been in serious condition so much, even mentally, till she just does things that is not even right. For instance, left her own husband and went and married another man while she was living with her husband. Claimed she didn't know she done it. They tried to examine her for what is it you call that? Amnesia. Man, ever what the name is? I get that it's right, doctor. But it wasn't that. Our problem is not amnesia. It was a spirit. And the lady was a fine friend of mine. That is before. But from that night on, she deliberately hated me. The woman was a friend of the prophet, but from that night that evil spirit entered into him, into her, she hated the prophet. Love turned to hatred. Respect turned to disrespect. We understand so many things. When people are corrected and rebuked and they get offended, you carry evil spirit. You carry evil spirit. And whatever it is, you manage it the rest of your life. Because you can see why it was. But then when my husband came, I will knelt in the room to pray. That's after 14 years of torment. The husband will have fasted, will have cried, will have rolled on the floor, will have asked God, what did I do? Will have done so many things. God wanted to just show mercy to the husband. Not the woman now. Because the woman, personally, what she has done, she has almost crossed the line. But one day, the husband finally came. Then the Holy Spirit came down. That was it. Then he appeared to her husband that night in a dream. That's God now. He came back with a dream. He thought it was joking. Come to find out, it was the very answer to his wife's healing. How that the Holy Spirit did deal. Amen. God was merciful to that man and delivered the wife. While the woman was living with the husband, she left and go and marry another man again. When nothing happened to this wedding here. The beginning and the ending of the Gentile dispensation. Paragraph 44 and 45. The prophet said, now a man is permitted to travel so far, but there is a separating line between life and death. You must never cross that. You can go on with your little foolishness for a while, but you better know where the line is. You better know where the line is. You cross that line, you are finished. Brother said, a man can be permitted by God to travel thus far to do this, but say there is a line that you must not cross. Watch. You cross that line, you are off. Did the Lord ever check you on anything? Brother said, he does, all of us. Pull the check reins and say, that is fine enough. Your foolishness is, you have reached, is far enough. You have gone far enough. That is, if he's doing that one to you, you are in charge. If he's not doing that one to you, and your heart is here with iron rod, then you cross to the other side. Some people came to the altar one time to pray in Brahma Tabernacle. Brahma said last Sunday, some people came here. I see them that they are on the other side. He said, no matter what they pray, He's a prophet. We are not prophets. In our own level, we can warn. Fine. But whatever you do with the warning, they better watch what you are doing from then on. If you are stepping across toward that line. And that night, when God put the check reins on him, that's on Nebuchadnezzar, and he wouldn't listen, goes on down and brings out the vessels of the Lord, begin to drink wine, and a toast to their God. Then there came a hand down out of heaven and wrote on the wall, "Mene, mene, tekel ofasim." Means, "Thou art weighed in the balance and found wanting." No one could interpret it. It was unknown tongues. I was saying, was it last Sunday or so, that I was discussing with somebody at a point after almost 3 hours of talk. I said, "Come, wait, on a final note. If this person come and apologize, what will you do? You say if this one come and apologize with the entire family, with the brethren and the ministers, everybody fall on the ground." He said, "We never accept." I said, "Do you know what you are talking about? Do you know what you are talking about? Because from what you are talking about, we are crossing the line. Which scripture are we going to use? If you don't forgive somebody, God will not forgive you. That is the scripture. When you reach a point in life that you say you will not forgive somebody, whether a neighbor, whether a co-worker, whether whatsoever, it can even be an enemy. You have closed the door of mercy against yourself. If you are praying, you are wasting time. If you are coming to church, you are wasting time. You are reading the Bible, you are wasting time. Anything you are doing, you can go and sponsor all the missionaries all over the world. You are wasting time. There is a line that is crossed by rejecting the Lord. When the call of mercy is gone, even though it may be that the line you have crossed, he said, "Have you counted the cross?" It's a cross. Divine healing. From paragraph 133. Listen. It's not him that wants to get saved that is saved. It's him that is saved by God's choice. Esau wanted to get saved too. He wept bitterly. I couldn't find no place to repent. He wouldn't. He wanted to get saved. It only because you wanted to get saved, God said, "I've added who I will add. I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy." That's right. He said, before Esau or Jacob either was born, not knowing right and wrong, as we dedicated babies this morning. Now, so they were even still in the belly. The babies will not come out. Those who were still in the belly. Inside the same womb, not different womb now. God said, "I love Jacob and I hate Esau." And Esau tried to get out with her and couldn't. Pharaoh tried to get out with God and couldn't do it. So, it's not you. Not what you want. It is what God has ordained for you to do. That's right. Amen. Let me say something. I don't know. This message of the hour is million miles away from denomination. If you don't, that is what Abraham said when he preached a sermon. Faith is a victory. He said, when you get to a church, he said, find out what they believe there. Find out what they preach. He said, don't just join the crowd and say you have seen a church. Find out what they preach there. Like a young man came here one time. I knew what he was looking for. We are calling him after the service. I said, who invited you here? He was looking at me. I said, if it's not there, you just come here. It's better you know what we are doing here first. It's better you know what we are preaching. It's better you know what we believe. I said, you see preachers on our wall. You don't know whether it is, whether we are worshiping idols here. You have to find out very well so that you don't also join your courtesies. Yes, some people believe it is a courtesy. Be careful. Find out what they are preaching here. Of course, some people, they are scared to join us here. Some people don't want to fellowship with us. They are always too hard. It is too hard. It's as hard as God wants it to be hard. And they never had enough. It will be as hard as God wants it to be hard. That when Jesus Christ was preaching, he didn't miss words. Have I not told you to have one of you the devil? He was talking to only 12 people. Only 12 people. A day even come that they begin to ask questions. Is it that? Is it that? And he was answering them. Only one person is answer changed. Only one person is answer changed. When he said, am I the one? This one, Peter said, you are not the one. This one, Nathanael, Philip, this one. When he come to the turn of Judas, it was himself gone. It's because everybody asked, for no ask. He was the last person to ask. He is scared of those areas. But finally, because Oju ti kama, because 11 have asked that question out of 12, he's composing that he himself must also ask. So he said, is it I? His answer was, he said, thou seest. If somebody really have genuine repentance in this message, there are things that follow repentance, even if you have not received the Holy Ghost. There is a kind of thing that is expected of somebody who genuinely repents. If we don't, this is not a place of rascality. I was mediating in a church in the north some few years back. One of the deacons said, all these ministers I see nowadays, because I was mediating between the ministers and the officers and the rest of them. He said, what I can just see is a minister of rascality. I said, don't say that. Don't say that. So we were able to, by God's help, settle the thing that time. But unfortunately, the minister he was calling a rascal is now attending a denomination. What are we not witnessing on a daily basis? There is nothing anybody can do now that will give me sleep. Well, I will say it. Sometimes if you happen for it, like I say, I couldn't sleep the other day. It can happen in a day, but after that one day, I will recover. Then I will start to, I will adjust, I will start to sleep. I will recover and then I will recover again, I will continue. I will not go die because of somebody. Jesus has died for everybody. Jesus has died for all of us. Are you following me? Okay. It's what God has ordained for you to do.
Let me.
Yeah. Paul said in the 9th chapter of Romans there, hasn't the potter God power over the clay to make an honored vessel or a dishonored vessel to show his glory to those who he has honored? You didn't know that, did you? That is what the scripture says. Pharaoh tried his best to repent. He was kind hearted. He said, sure, I will let you go. Go on. God said, no, you aren't. I'm going to harden his heart. So you can't do it. Because God's word has to be fulfilled. You know, the other time we talked about this, when we were preaching on the revelation of the purpose of our existence, we look at Pharaoh's case. That when I think of the scriptures, I don't think I can find another character that God actually trying to show reason for repentance to in displaying power before somebody. Throughout the scripture, I didn't see a single person that God did all those things before him. Opportunity to repent for 10 times. From the snake to the death of the last born. Something that has never happened. He has not had it in the news. He's like the White House of today. The president. Because that time is king. There's nothing like all these presidents and whatever. President and governors, if they have, they are under a king. That's how it is in the days of the scriptures. But sometimes Pharaoh will say, okay, you know what? Moses, first of all, pray for me for forgiveness. And pray for me for forgiveness. That God will forgive me. Only this once. You see? When he forgive me like this, in fact, I will just let you go. Moses will pray. God will take away the plague. The next thing, Pharaoh will shake himself. Say, what did I even just say? That they will go or what? Go where? Not be here. No. Not be here. He will go back. He will go back. Until he said to Moses that, don't see my face again. The day you see my face, that day you will die. Moses said, the way you have said it, that's how it will be. I will no more see your face again. What is good in your face that I'm seeing to begin with? Is it not God showing you mercy? Is it not God making a way for you? Is it not God giving you another chance? What is good in your face that we are looking at? Until he carried out his face, enter into the Red Sea. The Bible said that God removed the tires of their chariot, the wheels. God removed the. When you remove the four tires of a vehicle, can it move? No matter how good the engine is, no matter what. That's what God. It's the scripture. He removed the wheels. God removed the tires. So the thing, okay, those you can. Okay, that's why I cannot move forward, no go backward. Reverse, put down for reverse gear, I cannot move. Whoever where you cannot move. And the water was already coming down. Why? You can only go thus far. There is a red line somewhere that you have to watch. You cross that one on this axe, you will weep. Then going to the other side, no way. You remember the rich young ruler? When the Bible says in hell, he cried. He got to hell, was trying to look for a drop of cold water to cool his tongue. If you cool tongue, what about the whole body that is in flames? What will cool it? Even the tongue said was not possible. Brother Brown said that this fire, literal fire, it will be a million miles a pleasure compared to what the lake of fire is. He said because that one is a spiritual fire that God himself kindled. Nothing quenches it. The Bible said the worms there does not die. People don't understand what hell is. If people understand what hell is, they won't behave with their behavior. It's just a letter. It's just something that they just think about that they say hell. But you have not actually witnessed it. Look. But Abraham, not in real life, in a dream when he was at the age of 14, when he went to the fifth dimension, he cried that God, don't let me ever come to this place again. And he warned that whatever you do under any circumstances, make sure you don't walk toward that downward path, because if you go to that place, there is no return vehicle there. You can't come back. There is no way to make a U-turn. No roundabout in that place. You are there, you are there. And for time, everlasting. For hundreds of millions of years, you will suffer. If you suffer here on earth for only 2 weeks, you yourself, you know how it is. Just be sick for only 2 weeks, you know how it is in your body. Now think of somebody to suffer for 1,000 years. And we are not even talking of 1,000 years. We are talking of millions of years. And that torment is more than any sickness on earth. What you can receive from sickness, the torment there is more than that one. 100 times, 1,000, 1 million times. If people have the revelation of that one, they will do the way they like. You know, when pastor used to give us his testimony of how when God was to deal with him, because of the way he was very, you know, with the kind of group he was going with, he had a dream. It was that dream that prepared him for that thing. The dream that made him to weep. God showed him a little flash of what suffering is. So God used that one as a first preparation. So following that man now to the place where he come and hear the gospel, he knew better than not to surrender himself. Because he had been previously warned.
by God.
Except Jehovah work on you, you will have been better if you are not born. Palm worm, locust, canker worm, caterpillar. Paragraph 60. God does what he wants to. Can we say amen? We cannot tell him what to do. Did not Paul in the book of the Romans, the 8th chapter, which we know is the 9th chapter, God raised up Pharaoh and hardened his heart, blinded his eyes. Say, for this same purpose, that his will might be worked. Was not Esau and Jacob? Esau refused before the boy was ever born. Esau was refused. God despised him. You see, he's not working according to God's great predestination. He's not one that is asleep. He knows exactly. God doesn't sleep. Does he sleep? He does not sleep. He doesn't slumber. But when you have the privilege to come to a message like this, look, more than half of us, we are strong for God to control. We are strong. If the neck of the steering wheel of a vehicle, especially like tipper, if the power steering is not working, try to turn or whatever. This is how you'll be moving on the same spot. The man will be struggling and will be trying to pull like that one. He will be there and he causes trouble everywhere. But if you have a vehicle with a good power steering, with only one hand, this is how you'll be turning it. Even an animal, Moses was asked to go and carry from Egypt to the promised land. In few days they will be there. In few days they will be there. With that he shepherd something. When he knock a cow like this one, cow understand. But if it is human being, why are you knocking me? Why are you knocking me? Am I the only one in the church? Why are you after me? Every time you are standing there, it's only me that you are preaching about. What is the matter with you, sir? Man can be similar. Majority of you are Yoruba people now. Don't splash water on me. It doesn't go to the river. If you come to the river, water will splash on you. If you want water to splash on you, you stay away from the river. This is God buffing a cage. And everybody that comes here, water has to splash on you. You remember the New Old Testament, where the water of separation we just added recently? The congregation, after that thing, is prepared the way it should be prepared. It's sprinkled over everybody. Anybody that says, look at my good clothes. See, the something they pour ashes in water to be pregnant. That's why my clothes, and you put your head, and you are not clean, you will be cut off from the people. This world is water of separation. You not put your head down, make me sprinkle it on you, you are cut off. You will be cut off from God's economy. You will be cut off from God's commonwealth. You think the man said he was sick? I am well. Look. If we don't rest enough, may the Lord be our help. I was talking with somebody yesterday, a non-believer. Say, we sent me a video, he sent it to me. When I look at the video, I was sad. Because of fight and disagreement, you should know the separating line. you go carry load, and you see baptize the whole place with water, until even seven sea book was soaked with water. Bible baptized in water. You know they fear God. You begin to act like garage boy, and you come and bury yourself inside the message of the hour. Be careful so that you are not injured. There is a red line that somebody can cross. There is a red line. You got to be very careful. That's the way I hear talks. For somebody who we are supposed to be family members. How do we hear talks? And you people that went in the name of brothers or whatsoever, that don't know, you are Mumu people. Very terrible. When you, even if you are innocent before you get there, by the time you get there, you saw what happened. Why did you close your mouth in that time? You are acting like a make-believer. Like a make-believer. I have to stand you up and scold you thoroughly this morning. Because we are bringing reproach to the cause. We are bringing reproach to the... Things have been said about the church because of all those ragamuffin behaviors. We don't have such custom in the church of God. You want to be a member here? I tell you, you have to behave. You don't behave, we show you the way out. You don't want to go quietly, we will excommunicate you. We don't have area boys here. Whether area boys or area guests or area men or area women. We don't have them here. We have people that are ready to serve God here. If you are not ready to serve God, find your level. We don't believe in foolishness here. Even to see special number in church, your mouth must be cleansed. Your hands must be cleansed. Yes! Everybody that does anything in church, if you know your life is not right, don't even say you want to see special number. Is it the rhythm you think we are interested in? Is it the sound you think we are interested in? Everything for press spirits. We don't want such terminals. Your song does not bring edification to God. The whole congregation may stand up and applaud it. God does not applaud it. The angels does not sanction it. Anybody that does anything here, you have to come with fear and trembling. Yes. With fear and trembling. We don't believe in foolishness. What? You want to play any of these instruments, your hand must be cleansed. Can we say amen to that? Your hand must be cleansed. Your life must be cleansed. Your spirit must be cleansed. You must come with fear and trembling. You must come with dedication. Pray up, determine, lay yourself before God. Don't propel spirit inside the church that will bring the church down. We are not in for that one. Yes. Everybody must come with fear and trembling. This is the church of God. Yes. This is the church of God. And you liars that tell lies, one day will be one day. What is in the scripture will repeat. You will not know when. It might just happen suddenly. Somebody asks you a question. There are some people that are liars. That their lie can bring down the cocoa house. Yes. Their lie will bring down the cocoa house. I'm telling you. Though we know that stealing is bad, but Bob Abraham said that he will still prefer a thief to a liar. A liar is acting like serpent seed. You know why? The Bible said that the devil is a liar. And what? And the father of it. So his children will also be liars.
May the Lord be our help.
I was ashamed for the unbeliever to be telling him that he called our church people and they will not pick his calls. Call one and call the call and whatever. I said, how do we preach to those ones? How do we testify to those ones? Are you trying to tell them that our church is worse than denomination? I was quoting the scripture to him. I said, in our church, what we believe is that if a man marries a woman and leave that woman and go and marry somebody else, that he has forfeited his right to God, he has blocked his chance to enter heaven. He said, it's not only your church. He said, that is the Bible. I said, so you can know that the man knows the Bible. A woman marry a man for whatsoever reason, you quarter and you have to stay alone. If you are not able to stay alone all the days of your life, you have another thing with somebody else, according to Abraham's teaching, say you have forfeited your right to God's economy. You can be a church member, but that is how far you can go. When the rapture comes, you remain that church member. It's not for you. Hearing, recognizing, acting on the word of God. From paragraph 16. And before either one was born, God said, I love Jacob and hate Esau. God said, I love Jacob and hate Esau. Before either one was born. So how ought we to feel? Someone who has God speak to you and invite you to come to his table and to his home and be his son or daughter. There is nothing so great as that. When God will give other privilege, how do we turn to go and identify ourselves with the pig? These two boys, if we notice their nature, one of them was a spiritual man, that was Jacob, and the Canaan man was Esau. But they were both religious. And that same thing has took place all down through the age, the carnal and the spiritual. Esau represented the man of the earth, natural, religiously inclined, but never able. It wasn't in him to do it. That is a heavy statement. It was not inside of him. He couldn't do it. It never was in him to be able to climb apart the things of the world, the Canaan thing. Why is it that some people are around this message? I don't know what you have been hearing, because so many people come to church, they don't even listen. I want to believe, because I had the deacon one day. I said, so many people used to enter into that recording room. We'll not see them for, I say they are working. I don't know the work that I say, technical crew, I don't know. I hope you are not there to go and sleep. If you are feeling sleepy, it's not time to enter the place. For me, I don't know how many people is technically working on that thing when the service is up. May God have mercy upon you. Because sometimes even I used to see Brother Joseph himself stand here at the back, who is the main recorder there. But in case you go there to go and sleep, you are only working for your condemnation. You are working for your condemnation. If you come to church, you come to hear the word of God. Some people, when the thing is getting hot, they go and hibernate somewhere. All those things we understand. You think you are only doing yourself. We understand everything. To begin with, who asked you to leave your house and come here? Was it not your decision? It was your decision to leave your house. You leave your house, you bath, you put on clothes, iron them, you know how much you spend, whether for dry cleaner or you yourself, you do it. And then you drive or you enter motor, you sacrifice a lot of things only to come here and go and sit down somewhere for how many hours? Before we talk here for 30 minutes, don't sleep. If you're having business meeting, that's all you just sleep. If you are in class, now so you they sleep. May God have, don't you know that an evil spirit is following your life? When you check it through from Monday to Friday, you know how many hours you spend in school. Do you sleep on your lecturers? No, talk now. Do you sleep on your lecturers? When you are in official meeting, do you sleep there? You come here and sleep here. You can't endure for 2 hours. Where we just say a few things and then we close. What is wrong with us? May the Lord be merciful unto us. This thing does not remove anybody. Sometimes I see officers sleep alike. Yes. If they see, say the front is too clean, they will go and abandon somewhere else. Anyhow you go, we know it they follow you. With the everybody bumper to bumper. When you are here, I said you will come to church. Bumper to bumper. Because the spirit is very much alive. Watching everybody and watching everybody. I am telling you the truth. You may say that what if they talk? Okay now. You will see at the end of the day. May God have mercy upon us. But Jacob, it was just so easy for him to do it. Now Jacob, one purpose Jacob had, and that was that he longed for that birthright. No matter how he got it, just so he got it. Anyone that is a seed of God, that is the very purpose why they come to church. Is for that birthright. Because your services, your worship, your contribution, your offering, your tithe, your everything is in vain, apart from the birthright. Yes. It's in vain. The only thing that matters that God will recognize. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. That instruction in Iggy was not only against the Egyptians, it was also against the Hebrew people. Any Hebrew man that failed to put it, the death angel will enter there and kill the fourth one, or just like all the same. Yes. We as ministers, it's with fear and trembling we also follow this way. Because we are not resting on the fact that we are ministers. A lot of ministers, as I tell you here, a minister that used to be a very sound minister, he's a denominational, now he has carried his load like Lot. And pitch his dead in Sodom. He has been a minister in the church, he has pastored the church, after all the OT, now he's now a minister, but I don't know whether he should be a minister in Sodom. No, if a minister that married his wife from Facebook, that sister will dress so tight, no opening anywhere from head to toe. Send this one, Malacca for dresses. Malacca for dresses. Malacca for dresses. But finally, when the wedding happened, the life in Malacca sees. The man being a minister, I can't stay at home. He's always jumping around there. I say, why is he just jumping? Maybe it's his wife. He say, if he's at home, he's always having high blood pressure. And he was warned. They asked him, how far? Have you checked this here? Have you? Yes. Everything's not that. Everything. When we are telling you, sometimes he said their own is too much. May I ask you a question? Is it my own that scatters? Am I the one that will be sorrowful? My wife is there. We've been married now for about close to 25 years now. This year we make it 25 years that we have been married. We enjoy our life quietly and peacefully. We enjoy our life. We are only telling you for your own sake. If you look at the laws, the 10 laws, the Ten Commandments. You find out that it was only commandment 1 to 4 that belonged to God. From 5 to 10 that God gave, it's actually because of human beings' peaceful relationship and quest. Though when you disobey it, you block it from going to heaven. But if you look, it's partitioned to 2, 1 to 4. The fourth is remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Then from 5 down, you go and read it, is relationship to each other. Honor your father and your mother.
That shall not steal. That shall not covet.
God gets something you will covet.
Know it for now that the standard cannot get lower.
That is one thing sure. Now the standard cannot get lower. If you are not able to pray yourself up to God's standard, then you have missed road. This place is not your place. You have missed road. There are other places that I can be softer, but I can assure you, me, I've been on these people now close to 30 years. People have been there now for about 40 years then, plus.
You cannot go down.
Even whatever happens, all of us cannot go at once. If some goes, some will remain. So if somebody is joining or whatsoever, it's what he is meeting on ground. If his mom misbehaves, they sweep him back to where I come from. I'm telling you.
If somebody say fico, and maybe one day they say, okay, come and say something, and then we see carry water, and begin to pour on what is it.
Next service, wait till we hear. Nobody will tell you before you go and take a seat.
May the Lord be our help.
And that spirit of that one birth is still represented in the world today, and it is coming to a head now. The spiritual believer and the carnal man. Carnal believer. No one could say they wasn't both religious. They were. They didn't say that one servant idol and the other one God. They were both servants of God. Now pay close attention to the scriptures now on this subject, because I'm sure it will help you. Now, not everyone that saith, Lord, Lord, will enter in, but the one that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Now, if you notice, Jacob had one thing that he wanted. Because according to the word, the blessings and the good and the good thing lay in the birthright. And Jacob, that was his only objective. And the only thing he had in mind was get that birthright. That was the thing that was ringing in his heart. Get that birthright. Even though his physical life was worldly, but yet something was ringing in his heart. Get that birthright. No wonder when he had the opportunity, he told this so. When he was asking for portage, you see this portage so that I prepared that is tantalizing. Before you can get out of it, there is a condition. Say, what is the condition? You have to say that I am your senior and you are the junior. Say that one as much. Hunger is already here. Now what is it? See, not only that you will say it, but you will see what to it. That is when Esau, if there was anything inside, we have read it here, that Brabham said that there was nothing inside of him. So there are people in the message that there is nothing inside of them that is thinking of the bad pride. They are only thinking of church membership. They are thinking of association. They are thinking of soft life. That's the only thing they think about. It's what? The Bible said that thus Esau despised. That's the word the Bible used. Despised is birthright. That was why it was upon that swine that God had the privilege and the authority to now stand and make sure that the blessing does not get on you. So when you are talking, be careful what you are saying. Even if it's a thought in your heart that you know that this thought is evil against God and God's people, be careful. Because the angels are not only recording what you speak out, they are recording actions, they are recording thoughts. Yes, sir. They are recording thoughts. One day, a woman by the name of, I remember this case, the message of Medley Valley full of dishes. When that woman was sick, Mrs. Weber, sick, I think maybe she had cancer. And God appeared to the prophet to tell the husband that your wife is going, that those children will still be, will soon be in your hand to take care of. And it was thus said the Lord. Some days after that, then she and the nurses were talking. And she was saying that she would desire if Brother B will come and pray for him again. And said that Brother B, pray for my distance also time, this and that. This nurse say, what are you? Is it that forget about that man? He said, who are there's nothing to eat. This and that. Then the woman in her condition says, excuse me. Even though by this sickness I know it is death row. Say, but this thing you are saying, I can't stand it. Hold your peace. That is somebody that was facing in the face of death that she could die any moment. And she never knew that whether it could be reversed. And she was warning the nurses, be careful. Because she knew that they were crossing the line. So in a terrible condition, she was able to stand. Not knowing what Jehovah wanted to do. That night, when Brabham was sitting down on the chair, the angel of the Lord just entered through the door in front of him. I said, go and tell her that I heard what she said. I heard what she said. Nobody will see the pillar of fire physically there. Nobody will see the angel of the Lord physically there. But it was there anyhow. You might just think it's only you and the nurses. Or it's only you and this unbeliever. It's only you. God is looking at every action. You go and do ragamuffin anywhere, God is present there. He has a copy of the video with him. Every action, every reaction, every whatever you display is with God, a copy of it with God. And before the blood can be on it, it demands total repentance from such foolishness. May the Lord have mercy upon our soul. A believer is a believer anywhere under any circumstances. Don't mash ground anyhow. Whatever you are saying, whatever you are thinking, he's hearing it. He's hearing it. Even right in church, where Brabham was, Brabham will say that, don't think that thought now. He said, because you cannot hide your thoughts. That is when Brabham is preaching, not to talk of fivefold. People will be there, resenting what he's saying. Tell him it's a lie in their heart. They will not see it. And the pillar of fire will be showing him the vision. Or think. And it will be warning them to be careful. I don't need to know what you are thinking. But the warning is already done. If you want to cooperate with God at all, stay in your house. And even when it's time of service, don't even play it. Don't even hook up. Because if you hook up, you are still as good as you. It is dangerous. This message is with fear and trembling. We can follow it. Because nobody, there's no midway. Either you make the rapture or you drop into the lake of fire. There's no midway. See, I didn't hear. You didn't hear what? Are you deaf? You didn't hear what? You heard. The one you didn't hear, you didn't want to hear. When you purposely walk away, you didn't want to hear. But it's recorded against you. May the Lord be our help. Naso. Which paragraph am I now? Yeah, okay, paragraph 22. Now, if you notice, Jacob had one thing wanted. I think I've read this. Because according to the word, the blessings and the good things lay in the birthright. And Jacob, that only objecting, the only thing he had him was get that birthright. And Esau despised it. The one that actually had it. You know, that was the one that by natural birth. By natural birth. It was his inheritance. But he despised it. Jesus Christ said, talking to Jews, he said they're harlots. And whatever. He said they will go ahead of you without God's kingdom. You yourself that is meant for. You will be in utter darkness. The one that actually had it despised it, or he was ashamed of it. But Jacob wanted it regardless of how he got it. He wanted it. That is the way with the spiritual believer today. He doesn't care how much you laugh at him, how much fun you make, how ridiculous he has to act to the Canaanite. His only objective is that birthright. He wants to get to God because it is born in him. He can't help it. Some people, it is not in them. But some people, it is born in them that they must look for life. Cause that's why we are in church. Anything outside of that one, there is nothing to eat. I repeat it. The only that brought us together, that make us to know each other, is this Malachi 4. I know you before. You serve me. When you are asked Malachi 4, you are out of my record. Because you are out of God's record. That is all. And not that you just abandon it and do what you like. You have to follow the message total. Everybody must toe the line. You must toe the line. You can't abandon it and then be doing what you cannot do what you like. It's not just possible. Amen. Jacob means supplanter or deceiver. But after finding and coming into possession of the birthright, he was changed. That is the kind of change. He was then called Israel with the Lord, who has rested with him. Can I believe that today, or as long as I go to church or do what is right, what difference does it make? It makes a difference. He doesn't care for it, but Jacob loved it. In this message of the act, is a key issue. With me, so many churches are taking it. Look, go to those churches where they wear high shoes. In this place, you are a sinner. When you are wearing high shoes, you are sick. If you wear a short dress, short whatever, you are still a sinner. As long as we know here, you are a sinner. We see you painted, whatever, you are a sinner. You are a sinner. You are a sinner. We are not going to the people of this modern fashions yet, because as men do their women are doing their fashion, the boys are also doing their fashions. They also have their own fashions. The Bible said that this world will go with the fashions of it. Make no perish with the fashions of the world. If we have a choice of religion, many will have chosen Islam. Many will have chosen Islam. Don't ask me questions. You yourself, go and think about it. And may the Lord be our help. And spiritual man today, and spiritual woman that is elected, predestinated of God to come to eternal life, if they have to sell everything they got, if they have to take their name off of every church book in the nation, they still want that birthright. It is the only thing that matters to them. Just get that birthright, that's all. No matter how, what level they have to come on, if they have to get down at the altar and cry boo, if they have to run through the places and go and make things right and say what they got and give everything king they have and become a pilgrim and stranger, it doesn't matter. They want the birthright. That is all they are interested in, the birthright. Now, don't blame them people. They can't help it. They were predestinated to that, elected to it. Those are the redeemables. That something is planted in them that give them no satisfaction except the birthright. They are the redeemables.
In closing, we all know that the prophet preached a message that he titled the King's Man Redeemer, where he brought to us the life of Ruth. Ruth was a Moabite. She's not among the commonwealth of Israel. And the backsliding of Elimelech and Naomi and the children, we can summarize it and say that it was because of Ruth. But the prophet warned that you don't look at how they backslid and then come back and you copy that one to say, if I go, I will come back. He said, because he said in one of the messages of why little Bethlehem, he said, sometimes it can turn spiritual, that you'll be bad out. That's the very word he said. That you are bad out. Before you come back, Rodo, Ilekun, OTT. Because when they are there, Elimelech died, Mahlon died, Shilon died. The two girls that they marry, that Mahlon and Shiloh marry, I really don't know who married Ruth among the two. I don't know who married Orpah. One thing is that one marry Orpah, one marry Ruth. And the thing was presented, they have been church members, so to say, in the house of Elimelech. Until, because they spent 10 years there. You don't know how many years they spent and married and then stayed there for some years before they. But at the time they were that Naomi was to go back, she wanted to go alone because all the people they came together, all of them had died. But these two girls that are here now, she told them that, God bless you, thank you for the way you supported me. May God give you rest in the house of your husband, though, as you go and marry and things like that. After the sermon, they say, we will still follow you. That was the first stage of the ministry. We will still follow you because, after all, we have been eating with you all this while, and the rest of you will know that if you can be eating in your house, it's possible we will still be eating this. Then the woman come with the second and the third pole. He said, come here, may I tell you the thing plainly? Maybe you know clear to me. I am old. By my age, I pass bearing age. Secondly, my husband is dead. Let us now assume that I even marry husband today. Let us assume that I have a child today. Providentially, is a boy. Because if he's a girl, no profit to you. If he's a boy, and he grow out himself today, gang, and whatever. Oh, okay, you become a child boy today. Say, will you stay until that child become old to the age of marriage? Opa said the message is clear now. And now the message is now clear. We thank God for the clearance of the message. What does the clearance of the message lead to? Backsliding. What does the backsliding lead to? Excommunication. From that time, her name was deleted from the book of life. Ruth said,
Because after this, then Ruth begin to go. Then the woman stop and say, did you not hear the sermon? Say, I hear the sermon. Say, why are you following me? He said, all those ones that you have said, those are not the reason why I stayed with you before. There is something I have had. The God that you people serve is different from the God that we serve. So that thing that I have had, irrespective of physical pleasure, anything, I made up my mind that is the God I want to serve under any circumstances. So where you die, that's where we die. You carry me to that place where that God is the one that you are serving. She will have heard about the story of how they came from Egypt. She will have heard about these great powers of the Almighty God, the battles that God has fought for them. She will have heard so many things that God has displayed in their midst. Papa also had all those ones. But maybe most of the time she will be in the toilet when the family altar is going up. Maybe most of the sleeping. Anyhow or another, the message never take root in her heart. When the time comes now for manifestation, finally, you find out that there was nothing for her to stand on. A little small sermon like this, just drove her back. And she went to her place. But Ruth said, don't even talk to me this way again. That she come. Say, let me swear. God do so to me or more also. If anything apart from death will part me and you. That is a redeemable person. That is a redeemable person. But the one that is not redeemable, if this is the way they used to talk in their church, I find another place. Before, we never talk anything. Never talk anything. You hear more things. You want to follow this message? You must be determined and be ready. If not, we are not looking for church members. We are looking for sons and daughters of God. People that fear God, that will not come and contaminate our camp. Those are the ones we are looking for. We are looking for men and women that have revelations. That's what we are talking about. Let everybody sanctify themselves and purify themselves. Sinners, repent of your sins and surrender your life to God. Apart from that, you will perish. God is demanding for every family individual to cleanse their lives from every foolishness, from every sin, from every unbelief. If you are a member of this that want to travel with God, this is the time you have to sit up now. Otherwise, this day will be hot for you. You cannot stay. The Lord bless you. May it come and gladden our heart. It will have been good if this man take him more rest. The rest I take is okay. The rest I take is okay. It's okay. May the Lord be our help. God bless you all. I say God bless you all. Shall we rise up? I want God's will to be my way as I journey here below. Oh, for there is no other way that a child of God should go. Though the road be steep and rough, if it leads me, it's enough. Oh, I want God's way to be my way every day. I want God's way. I want God's way to be my way as I journey here below. For there is no other way that a child of God should go. Up our answer to him. Oh, I want God's will to be about and our eyes are closed. This is not a picnic ground. This is a place of sacredness. This is where the pillar of walk upon his own people. I say his own people. A serpent seed may not understand what we are talking about. But a seed of God with fear and trembling, they will tremble at God's word. But a serpent seed will despise it like Esau did. Because that is where I come from. Generation of vipers. Eyes are closed and all else are bowed. Apart from those at the altar, which definitely something brought them, if anyone would like to be remembered in prayer, will you as much in? You are not forced at all. Be very free. This is the house of God. We are at liberty to make our choices. Maybe today is not your day. It might be some other day, which we pray that the other day will come. But today, while it is called today, the Bible says, add not your heart, as in the provocation. God swore in his wrath that they will never enter into that land. While it is called today, it's an admonition. He said, add not your heart. Maybe it is not now for you. I pray another day will come for you. But if now, if today, if something touches your heart, if there is something inside of you that is speaking out, get that back right. Make your way right. Stand firm. Cleanse your life. Repent of your sins. Dedicate your life unto him. If you hear anything like that that speaks from your soul out, and you would like to be remembered in prayer at this time, will you raise up your hand to God while every head is bowed and all eyes are closed? The Lord bless you all and grant unto you the desires of your heart. Gracious eternal Father, we bow our heads to the dust from whence you took our bodies from. If we tarry, we know we might go through the same place. We thank you for this privilege to be in your house, to feed at your table that you have spread. O Lord Jesus, from your word, we know there are some people that are redeemable, and some are not. It's not by our choice. The choice is from you. But Lord Jesus, we remember Brother Paul, when he spoke of what we will call unpardonable sins in Hebrews chapter 6. He said, we are persuaded better things of you,
things that accompany salvation. Though we don't speak, though we preach like that, we are persuaded. We want to be convinced that something brought these people from their homes. We want to be convinced that something has kept many here after years of hearing these instructions, corrections, and rebukes. Something has kept them not to go. And the word has gone forth again in his hotness. Master Jesus. Not that man wants to be wicked, or wants to be harsh, or wants to be hard. If that be so, I know I will have greater condemnation. But Lord Jesus, thou Almighty God knowest that the two sermons I had in mind, I never could touch any. This came this morning. Oh God, I look up unto you, and you will help me, and you will help your people. Those at the altar, they have come to meet you, not man. And you know why they are here. And you are not a disappointment. And you say, whosoever comes to me, I will know what's cast out. In your mercy, may you visit them, oh God. Do something for them. Grant the desires of their heart. Whatsoever they are asking for, may the pillar of fire grant it unto them. The hands that are up everywhere, defiling the laws of gravity, I commit them into your hand. Some could be asking for more of you. Some could be asking for grace. Some could be asking for mercy. Some could be asking for deliverance. Some could be asking for Lord salvation. Whatsoever, everything you have paid for on the cross of Calvary, when you say it is finished, dear Lord, their hand that is to we as mortals is an indication that they are not offended at your word. And you also say, blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended at my word. Though it went in the way it has gone forth. Lord, if your children are not yet offended at this, it shows that there is something in there that is speaking to them that the word is right, that you are right. And they are not yet, they are not here to despise it. They are not here to disrespect it. They are here to surrender themselves to it. I pray you will meet every need. I pray you will grant every desire. Every hand that goes up, may the pillar of fire touch those hands, Lord. May their names be granted, Father. I pray, O living God, that they will never regret being in such a service like this. All the days of their life, may the grace of God follow them, Lord. May the mercy of God follow them. May you favor them, dear God. You say you will have mercy on who you will have mercy. This one that defied the law of gravity, may you have mercy upon them, Lord. You have compassion on who you have compassion. May you have compassion upon them, Lord. Let it be their Father. May they remember today for good. May they remember today and testify. May they remember today and rejoice. When you will come for your jewels, may they not be cast away, Lord. Thank you, dear Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. Be with all the short time we have to rest. Bring us back for the next service. Let your blessing fall upon us, you say. Thank you, righteous Father. Blessed be your wonderful name for hearing and for granting our petition. If there be sicknesses and affliction in this audience, you sent your word. The kingdom of the devil have been troubled. May every sickness disappear also. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. Extend the same blessings to everywhere the people are listening to this day. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen and amen. The Lord bless you. There's a question here that said, can you kindly give an example of stomach the word from the paragraph you read earlier, sir? I remember this quote. Anyone that was smart, stomach the word. To stomach the word is to allow anything of the word. Is to permit anything of the word. And it can be anything. Anything that's not contrary to God's word, you allow it and you are comfortable with it. You embrace it and you are enjoying it. You are stomaching the word. If the writer of the question is still not satisfied, you can meet me still after the service. When I will read the entire quote and then we will talk more. May the Lord be our help. God bless you richly. And may his coming gladden your heart. It's not intended to be harsh, but sometimes that is the way the word of God goes. May God be our help.
The officer said, "This is to remind the mothers that the gift will be shared immediately after this service. We have 10 minutes for that." These are from the officers. So if you don't go within the time frame, then you may not be able to get anything. God bless you. Let's just sing an hymn and we dismiss. Right. Oh, okay, yeah. 196, when I saw that cleansed mountain.
When I saw that cleansed mountain, oh, 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 why for my sin? Then I obeyed the Spirit's word.
I will praise him, I will praise him, I has made.